From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. We're going to take some time now to dig into the backstories of the two suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings. Both are ethnic Chechens who came to the States in the early 2000s. The younger brother, Jahar Tsarnaev, is still on the loose. We'll get to his story in a moment. First, NPR's Dan Bobkoff has this profile of his older brother, Tamerlan, who was shot and killed overnight.
Before he became suspect number one, and before he was killed in Cambridge last night in a firefight, Tamerlan Tsarnaev was known as a boxer. Kendrick Ball saw Tamerlan box at the gym he runs in Worcester and says Tamerlan was cocky.
He was getting the ring and spar with no headgear, no mouthpiece, no cup.
Professional boxer Edwin Rodriguez sparred with Tamerlan. Rodriguez says he was arrogant, but when he'd hit him with a body shot, Tamerlan would just leave the ring.
I just think that he was a coward. He showed it in the ring when he stepped in there with me, and I hurt him to the body, and he just stepped out.
Rodriguez says he didn't know Tamerlan well, but he describes him as a loner who wore what he calls military-style clothes.
You know, with the high boots, tucked-in pants. It was just a little different.
While boxing, Tamerlan attended Bunker Hill Community College on and off. He studied accounting. The Lowell Sun newspaper says he fought in a Golden Gloves charity tournament in 2010, telling the paper that he liked the USA and that America had a lot of jobs. By some accounts, the Tsarnaev brothers were well-liked. But Tamerlan has had brushes with violence outside the ring. NPR has learned that Tamerlan was arrested in 2009 for domestic violence against his girlfriend. An aunt said he had a wife and daughter. Around that time, a photojournalism student took a series of pictures of Tamerlan as he trained for the Golden Gloves boxing competition. The photo's captions say he liked the movie Borat, but thought some of the jokes were a bit much. But it says he had no American friends, that he doesn't understand Americans. He's described as a Muslim who doesn't drink, smoke, or remove his shirt at the gym when among women. The suspect's aunt, Marit Tsarnaeva, tells NPR Tamerlan became more overtly religious about 5 years ago.
Just performing the prayers five times a day. By the way, Tamerlan began doing that.
Now she's in disbelief.
When I saw pictures where they said suspects are identified, would never cross my mind, ever, that my nephews would be there.
And boxers who've sparred with Tamerlan say they too are surprised that the quiet competitor is now allegedly responsible for so much pain. Chris Coogan is one.
He seemed like just a regular person. You'd find pretty much no indications otherwise.
And with Tamerlan dead, apprehending his younger brother alive could answer what motivated these two men. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, Boston.